And welcome to this Thursday, March 26th edition of Between the Lines, Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin, warning false advertising and price gouging during this coronavirus pandemic is unfair and illegal. The Fond du Lac City Council met last night, kind of surreal during this pandemic, to hear them talking about issues like a lakeside park pavilion. Will be joined by Council President Brian Kohlstedt shortly after the bottom of the hour. A handful of major road projects scheduled to get underway starting next week in Fond du Lac. City Engineer Paul DeVries will join us a little bit later on in the program. A major gas leak in Waupun this morning near the prison. Waupun Fire Chief B.J. DeMaul will join us on the show. And Public Health Officer Kim Miller will join us on the final segment for a coronavirus update. Local officials' frustration with Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers' refusal to order any changes to the upcoming presidential primary to protect people from the coronavirus is boiling over. The city of Green Bay filing a federal lawsuit seeking to cancel in-person voting. River Falls officials are questioning how they can run the election in the face of the governor's stay-at-home order. Fond du Lac County Clerk Lisa Freiberg joins us on the first segment of the program. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Is there any way the election's going to be postponed, do you think? What are you hearing from the Elections Commission?
In my words, I hope it's not canceled. This would be millions and millions of dollars wasted on this, because how do you tell people that now have been trying or have gone out and absentee voted? When is the next election? Ballots are dated for this day. It is not as easy as people think that, oh, we'll just cancel it today. The statutes are very clear with the dates of the term of office for our local officials. We'll take city council, for example. There's 7 seats on the city council. 4 of those seats are on the ballot. If they don't have people sitting in those seats on April 21, you don't have a city council because you will not have a quorum. So legislatively, I don't know how it can be canceled. And once again, these, you know, we put notices in the paper and when the election is going to be, everything is by days. And is it fair for the people that did absentee vote and say, oh, gee, now we're going to have this election in June? Do they get to change their mind on what they voted for on March 27th, or does that stay in there? This would be a nightmare.
Well, let me ask you this. People have absentee voted. As you mentioned, a lot of people have absentee voted. Can you cancel in-person voting? Couldn't the governor make the call and say the only way you're going to vote in the spring election is between now and April 7th, and maybe extend absentee voting, let's say, through the end of April?
What are you going to do with your seats on April 21st?
He's going to make an executive order, and he's going to say, in this case, we're going to extend it due to the state of emergency, and those people are going to stay in office.
I drove past Pick and Save this morning, and the parking lot was full. The other night I went to Pick and Save. I had to park where McDonald's used to stand. The voting, you know, we're pushing this absentee voting. On election day, you know, we're talking about outside the box and putting that distance in between. How long does it take you to go into Pick and Save? I'm guessing, you know, in maybe this time, 20, 25 minutes. It does not take 20, 25 minutes to vote. Once again, I'm going to push people absentee voting if you don't want to go in person. Absentee vote. Yesterday, I saw lines over at the city clerk's office. They are trying to tell people stand away from each other. It didn't seem to bother people because they were talking and everything. So as people are doing in-person absentee voting, which they don't need to be doing, they can have that ballot sent to their home. The registration has been extended. I'm not taking this lightly, and I hope people don't think, you know, that I am, but the options are out there, and I'm seeing people in Pick and Save. I'm seeing them in Walmart. I'm seeing them at Fleet Farm. My husband made a comment about a business that happens to be open. this is the election, and it's been posted, and there's options that can be taken.
Do you think we might have a situation, you mentioned the lines for people waiting to get their absentee ballot, that's where we're going to see the lines, and that when it comes to voting in person on April 7th, we're not going to see lines?
I don't believe we will because of the amount of absentees that have been already gone. A lot of my municipalities have gone through. I bought enough ballots for a 65 to 70% turnout. A lot of my municipalities have gone through half of those ballots already, and we're still 2 weeks out.
Do you have enough absentee ballots?
Absolutely. We exhausted our absentee ballots already. We are using Election Day ballots right now. And it's the same ballot. It's, you know, there's the only thing with an absentee ballot, I pay extra to put, there's marks in there so people know how to fold the ballot. We are using Election Day ballots as of last week already. We've exhausted absentee ballots over, you know, in some places. Once this happened, we were already exhausted of our absentee ballots. So we are using Election Day ballots. The amount of absentees coming through is incredible, but it's wonderful to see that people are taking advantage of an alternative way of voting, and those ballots will be processed on Election Day. There's always that hesitancy that we've learned that people feel that we only do absentee ballots if a vote is close enough. That's totally untrue. Your absentee ballot is counted in your absence. That's why it's called absentee voting on Election Day.
Right. And I will say this, it's getting so close to April 7th at this point. I don't know what good it would do for the governor to cancel in-person voting at this time. You would just be setting up longer lines to pick up absentee ballots.
We know there's going to be litigation on this election. There is no doubt about it. Right now, besides your phone call, I'm going back over my election officials, statewide election officials. They are going to need to dot their I's and cross their T's. We already know there'll be litigation on this election. There's no doubt about it. If there isn't, I'll be able to say, come on your show in a couple months and say, hey, everything went smooth. And that's all we can hope for and wish for and pray for. I'm person of faith, and that's all. Lots of prayers right now.
Fond du Lac County Clerk Lisa Freiberg. Lisa, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Always a pleasure. Get your absentee ballot, folks.